Sarah Brownlee's life hung in the balance after a November 2021 brain hemorrhage. Doctors pegged her chance of survival at 1%. Even if she were to make it, they didn't know how functional she would be. They thought I could essentially be in a vegetative state, needing to be fed and cared for my whole life, said Brownlee, who was 46 at the time. But after just 3.5 weeks in hospital, she was back home, and within 7 months, she was back at work in human resources. It's definitely a miracle, Brownlee said. Essential to her treatment was a device at Royal Jubilee Hospital called an automated chemistry line, which allowed for frequent blood tests to monitor her condition. The current model is over 20 years old, but a $2.1 million, state-of-the-art replacement is in the cards thanks to the Victoria Hospitals Foundation's ongoing Emerge Stronger campaign. The new device will help thousands of patients each day with a wide range of tests relating to conditions like congestive heart failure, stroke assessment and thyroid function, along with brain conditions. Island Health Chief Technologist Wilson Louis said the new machine will get samples in the hands of medical personnel for analysis much more quickly. Emergency physician Dr. Chris Hall said the chemistry line was crucial to Brownlee's treatment while in the intensive care unit. Testing helped watch how her brain was reacting to her devastating injury and manage her fluids and her electrolytes while she couldn't eat or drink, Hall said. It was pivotal to making sure that her brain is recovering in a stable environment. Brownlee said her recovery was helped along by being very determined to get my life back. That included going home to husband, Matt, and daughter, Paige, who turned 5 a few days after the hemorrhage, so I missed her birthday. Brownlee is eager to tell her health story to boost the Emerge Stronger campaign, which aims to raise $10 million for about 200 pieces of key equipment for the Royal Jubilee, Victoria General and Gorge Road hospitals. Going through something like she experienced changes your outlook, she said. It really shows how important investing in our healthcare is, Brownlee said. You need it at a time when you don't think you're going to need it. It's very important that we understand that it could happen to any of us at any time. She said she had had a lot of headaches in the few years leading up to her medical crisis after a car accident, but the cause of her hemorrhage is a mystery. It's possible that was it, or it's entirely possible that it was just a random, one-off thing that happened to me. Along with work and enjoying family, her recovery has included getting back into physical activities like cycling. That was one of the first things I did, was get on my bike. That was exhilarating to get back on there. Being healthy again is amazing, Brownlee said. Life is truly a gift, and I don't say that lightly, she said. Every day I wake up and I'm so happy to be here. I come to work renewed and reinvigorated. As the campaign enters its final phase, with less than $3 million left to raise, it has received a major boost from Peninsula Co-op in the form of a $100,000 matching gift meant to inspire others to make a donation. About 4,300 donors have contributed since the campaign began in October 2021. Donations to the Emerge Stronger campaign can be made through the Victoria Hospitals Foundation website at victoriahf.ca or by calling 250-519-1750. jbell@timescolonist.com. > to comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.